you have your night eaters, and then you have your people that fail on the weekends, and then you have your people that don't want to work out. So if we can kind of lump all those people together and help and support them in different ways.
Welcome to Hustlin' in Heels podcast. I am one of your hosts, Stacy.
And I'm the other host, Kaylee.
And if it's Wednesday, it's pump day. Am I right?
You are so right.
I'm wearing some pumps today, a little bit.
You've actually been rocking the pumps lately. Like the weather turns up a little and your heels come out.
That's right. Because I'm sick of boots. I'm sick of the snow and I'm real sick of this rain. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the rain, we made it here on time tonight to record. As our listeners know, we record on Thursday evenings. We made it here just in the nick of time because there is like a biblical flood that's happening in our area. And we had a meeting out of the office and we had to take a rowboat essentially to get there.
A dirt road. Seriously. I'm not normally I'm not scared of water at all. I love the beach. The beach is like my favorite place. But I am uncomfortable, like, driving, like, the river's, like, right there.
The river just keeps rising and rising. Schools are closed. Roads are closed. It's, like, it just won't quit. But that's all right. We made it. And we managed to slide into our chairs, put our headphones on. Most importantly, open up two bottles of wine. This is a two-bottle night, y'all.
So, if you listened last week, then you know that our girl, Kelsey, she listens to us for what should she drink. Well, this time she came through. Her and the Inner Harbor Shores, they hooked us up with a bottle of red and a bottle of white, both Kelsey's personal favorites. So far, Kelsey, you have not steered us wrong.
Yep. And so we will share those on our social pages as well and share their page because, you know, we love when our listeners say, hey, try this wine.
So the Inner Harbor Shores holds a special place in my heart, too. Literally, I got married there. So, yeah, I love it. The staff is awesome. They're legitimately not even paying me to say this right now. But great place. So, hey, brides, if you are newly engaged, 'tis the season, right? We just passed Valentine's Day.
We sure did.
Check them out.
Mm-hmm. So we're not drinking two bottles by yourself, though, tonight.
No. Oh, I mean, people might have assumed that, but it's fine.
Yeah, I'm not saying we couldn't, like, we're not afraid to, but tonight we're actually sharing our two bottles of wine with two of our newest friends. Mm-hmm. So we would like to introduce to you all Miss Lacey Peters. You want to say hi, Lacey?
Hello, hi.
And Miss Jenny Borst.
Hi, everyone.
And we are so excited to have them here tonight because they're going to talk to us and to all of you guys out there about something that, as women, super important. And that specifically is our health and wellness, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me give you a little bit of an introduction about these ladies. So not only are they health and wellness gurus, but we're talking about group fitness classes that they offer, coaching, and which is something I think is pretty cool to focus on, corporate wellness as well. So that's kind of their background. But instead of me telling you who they are, I would love for them to tell you who they are. So I'm going to toss it over to you, Lace.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for having us on. I'm super excited. We're looking forward to it. And we're enjoying the wine already. So thanks for that. So my name's Lacey, and I am from Niles, Michigan, born and raised. And I've been in the health and fitness industry for about 11 years, worked at a lot of different facilities, teaching fitness classes, and just progressing through the style of health and wellness. So it just started with group fitness, and then I realized how much I was able to help people and also the other things that they needed, which was nutrition and coaching and motivating people to get to their goals. So I took all that. I hold about 10 or more certifications in different group fitness classes or styles. And then recently became a health coach through ACE, and that allows me to really dig deeper and help with, like, behavior modification. So why are people making the choices they're making? And I can help and assist them to live a healthier lifestyle, regardless of fitness. So it's pretty cool. We do one-on-ones, we do group settings, and then independently or together as with another partner that you'll meet shortly. We're also focusing on corporate wellness. So we've done a lot of that stuff in the past, and we're just zooming in and making a bigger impact in the communities through corporate wellness too.
Nice. Taking charge.
Yeah, we're trying.
So about, Jenny.
Yes. I've been with Lacey for many of those 11 years as a student. And recently I'm partnering with her to build out the corporate wellness piece. My background is in employee engagement surveys and consulting. And so it just kind of fits hand in hand with the corporate wellness as it drives employee engagement.
Very cool. So as we were chatting just before we kind of hit record, you guys have known each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So what, why go into business?
So I kind of been telling people it's been an accident, kind of waiting to happen, I suppose, because people say nothing's an accident. But we both resigned from positions at about the same time. And like she said, she was my student in classes and I was teaching. And just to be a short story, she was in one of my classes one day in the middle of the day. I'm like, how are you here right now? She said, I resigned from my job. So, and I was resigning at that time too. So we met up and we just started chatting generally. It wasn't even like an instant connection. And like she said, she's been with me as a student for a really long time. I've seen her passion for health and wellness. So we just kept talking and it evolved into more of the corporate wellness side. And again, I didn't set out for that. I had no idea that that was going to evolve, but it did. And it works out really perfect because of both of our backgrounds. They're different, but they come together so nicely. So it was an accident, but I think we're both really super happy and excited to serve that way.
So we're pretty excited because we know that you have a little bit of an announcement that you are going to make here on the Hustlin' and Heels podcast. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to open that door for you. I'm going to kick it in with my heels I have on right now. Go ahead.
Okay, so we'll count down 3, 2, 1. Okay, first of all, no, I'm not pregnant. No, I didn't take another job. I don't know, just thinking of some of the things that people would assume
right
first. So we're going to announce our official business name here on the podcast today. And we've been holding it a secret until it's the right time. And we think it's the right time. So 3, 2, 1.
Wellness works.
Oh, I love it.
And so it's pretty cool. We debated a ton of names and got feedback from social media and trying to help us figure out what name that was going to be. And honestly, that wasn't really the winner. But once we put everything together and what we are doing as servants to the community, that made the most sense of everything. Wellness does work. And also the end of our work is spelled RX, like prescription, and we want to prescribe wellness to people.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've seen in the 11 years that you've been involved with this that a lot of times instead of medication, fitness
works.
Regimen works a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
Well, there's so many different reasons. When you're working out, you're able to eliminate the medications because of getting your heart rate up, working your cardiovascular system, and eliminating those diseases like cardiovascular diseases, diabetes that holds on to sugar. So all of those things help eliminate the health concern, the mm-hmm. cause to get the medications. People are losing weight from exercise. They're eating better. So they're able to absorb the nutrients from the foods to act as a medication to their body. So it's been awesome to see. That's one of my number one success stories for me is when someone comes to me and tells me that they're off of their medications because of either nutrient nutrition changing, or from fitness. And usually it's a combination of both. It goes hand in hand together for total wellness.
And I honestly believe that stress drives a lot of those medical conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I was on blood pressure medication for 9 years before I started working out with Lacey, and I no longer take it.
That's awesome.
So awesome.
And it is. I mean, we were just chatting. I don't remember if it was after our last recording session. Sometimes that line blurs.
We chat a lot.
Like, stop hitting record. About how anxiety and stress are something that, you know, so many women can relate mm-hmm. to on some level. And that's the type of thing that Hustlin' and Heels is all about, is what are those common, you know, things that all women share, but sometimes we don't always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to talk about them. And like for me, actually, we've talked about health quite a bit because we're both, you know, striving to be active and have big goals. But for me, like running is literally the thing that keeps me from being a crazy bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
It's your therapy and it's
yeah,
your.
It really yeah, is.
Yep. Yep. And I've had a week. And so every night, like I'm telling you, I get the kids to bed and I go down and roll the shit out of that rowing machine.
You have been, because you've been posting like, oh my gosh. And I loved the picture of your little one doing a wall sit.
She wants to do like all of the, that was all of the so stuff cute. With me. She keeps going, what's a plank? And I'm like, don't talk to mama when I'm working out. I can't talk. I'm trying to breathe.
So. But I love that kind of brings up a good point too. And you guys might, you know, even have some stories that relate to this. But like when we're active, then you're just inspiring the next generation and the next generation because kids watch everything, right? Mm-hmm.
I was just sharing a story with Jenny today. I taught my 4-year-old son his first burpee last night. I was just doing stuff in the living room and I was like, my Fitbit on my hand said, stand up and move for a minute. You know, I'm like, I did all day, but okay. I'll stand up again. So we just got up in the living room. I mean, the house was a disaster. I didn't care. It doesn't matter what your space looks like and what you have. I was in my pajamas, you know, whatever. And he did the burpees with me. It was so awesome. And he like followed the directions and he was like smiling and laughing.
He probably thought they were fun.
He thought they were fun. Oh. And then I'm like, add a jump at the top. Okay, now add a push up, you know, and he just did everything and he had a huge smile on his face the whole time.
Yeah.
So teaching, yeah, our kids, the next generation to be healthy is going to be huge to our national obesity levels. And bringing it down and making it fun for them, not just coming in a gym class or a fitness program and say, okay, we're going to do 10 jumping jacks and making it boring, but making it enjoyable for them. And same for adults. We're always trying in our fitness classes to make adults enjoy and have fun.
As I pour another glass of wine. Sorry.
It's red. It's healthier.
I was so excited to try the red. I actually do. I usually gravitate towards red wine. The white wine was delicious, but yeah. I've literally been
I this have been too.
Here.
So while you're
pouring.
Sorry.
Pouring one too.
So
yes, refill, ladies.
It is, as Lacey just reminded us, it's red wine, which means it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Cause why? Less sugar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, less sugar. The drier it is, the less sugar that's used.
That's why we like dry.
That it is.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah. I didn't even know. No, I mean I did kinda know that, but
it's reminded.
Our bodies were just naturally telling us to be healthier.
Yeah. We need all the help. I need all the help.
Confession, me and Jenny are both drinking white wine.
But, yeah, you know, I tend to balance. Like the sweeter.
Balance. I do too.
But you literally work out for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you balance. Can have a glass of white wine.
It is balanced mm-hmm. for sure.
So part of our vision, I think, is to expand it into, and I've talked to Lacey about this a little bit, is family counseling and coaching. So as part of corporate wellness, it starts at home. And so you might be getting the support you need in the office with your coworkers, but you also need it for your family. So the ability to kind of expand that into sort of a family coaching program.
Yeah. So, and does food play a role into that too? Because, I mean, my kids play sports, right? They're active all the time. But, oh, it's the cooking part. Well, I'm an awful cook. But even if I was a good cook, like they just... They're super picky. So, like, that's the hardest part for me is finding healthy foods for them to eat that they will actually eat. And listeners, I swear if you post or send me a thing that says, well, just make them eat what's on the table or make them do it, I'm not gonna. All right, I'm busy. I'm tired. And it's been 9 years. It's not gonna happen. So I'm gonna try as best I can. But that's the hardest part is, like, the whole health part of it at home, the nutrition part, and trying to get them to eat healthier foods. So.
It is, and it's really hard, and you're not the only one struggling. I mean, the four of us here have to deal with it all the time, whether we're feeding animals or husbands or kids or whoever it may be. We are not the only ones that are being fed, so we have to make sure that the other people in our households or around us and our surroundings are enjoying it,
mm-hmm.
and that they want to be healthy too. So there has to be a leader in the household. You know, I take ownership for that, and sometimes I fall off too. But I try to take leadership role in that and make sure that everybody's getting something that they enjoy and it's as healthy as it can be.
Yeah. And you know what I've done to combat that? Because they really just, they just don't like very many foods. So I found a couple of foods that are healthy that they like, and we have those almost every night for dinner. Like just as little supplements. Like they always have apples. They always have yogurt. They always have broccoli. My kids don't like anything, but they like broccoli. Hmm. They always have broccoli. Like, so we have a couple of staple foods that are just a part of everything because those are the only healthy foods they'll eat.
And that's okay if that's what they're going to eat.
Yeah, then that's what they'll eat. My son wanted a honey bun for a snack today at school. I sent that in. I'm not going to lie, but...
Those are delicious. That's fine.
He's like a little ball of muscle. He does a different sport every night. He's fine. He can have a honey bun. I don't care.
Yeah.
But Yeah.
Totally.
So talk a little bit about, while we're on the subject of kids, because my kids love gym class, right? Mm-hmm. And they love their gym teacher. Shout out to Miss Leanhouts, because you as a gym teacher are rocking it, girl. Like, this girl writes grants. She got a climbing wall. She does cosmic bowling. Like, she is the gym teacher you want your kids to have. The bad part is they only get gym once a week.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That has changed since I was in school. It is
so
changed.
So if you had Miss L every day, like, that would be fantastic. And my kids would love that because they love gym class. But they, because of the way that schools are, you know, with Common Core and curriculum changes, and they only have gym once a week. So that's something that you guys probably combat when you're talking with families, too, is to, you've got to get them into the gym because they're really not getting that at school.
Right. Or like we were saying, just encourage families not only to come see us, but to do stuff at home. So we can prescribe those things and say, like, we want you to do X, Y, and Z at home. It doesn't cost you anything. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. Like, the whole family's up on their feet and they're laughing, having a great time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about your form. It doesn't matter about your structure. As long as nobody's getting hurt, nobody walks away crying with a black eye, we're all good. Like, you're getting physical activity. You're getting steps in for the day.
Yeah.
So
or even go out and walk the trails, yeah, or something like that.
Just get out and go ice skating or go tubing or sledding or whatever you can do. And when the weather breaks, riding your bikes and walking. And
so we ready do a lot for that.
Yes.
So ready for that. Because I've shared this before. I can't run on a treadmill. Makes me want to
jump off,
punch somebody in the face. Yeah. Like, I can't. I'm ready for
a treadmill run is better than no run. Yes. But I will run. The only thing that will keep me off the roads is extreme cold, because that's scary. Mm-hmm. It actually can be dangerous. And then ice, because that is also dangerous and scary.
Mm-hmm.
I am, like, petrified of slipping and falling and injuring myself, so I can't run.
Right.
Like, I don't even care about the surgery. That's not what I'm worried about. I care that it would prevent me from competing or running a race.
You know? He is a marathon runner. Metal track things that fit on your shoes.
I hate those. I hate them.
Cleats.
They affect your tread. Like, you don't run the same.
Ah.
And I could go on and on. But I've always had IT band issues. So, like, the way my knees track, I am very, like, intentional. And the yak trackers are, what are they called? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
No.
I know. Yak tracker is something else. Yak tracks.
Oh, okay.
Yak tracker is, like, a work thing for us. Or, anyways. dumb name.
It is.
Yak tracks, like, they just make me walk funny. Hate them.
Interesting.
Hate them. So I will, but I splurge. My Black Friday purchase was a Nordic track, and I love it.
You do?
I love it.
I sold
they
mine.
Talk to me.
What?
I know.
When I moved, I sold it. It was a really nice one, too.
Now I feel better, because I was like, I could have bought your treadmill, but
yeah, it was
I
last
didn't
year,
know you then.
But I sold my treadmill, and I bought a rowing machine. I love.
But you know what? You do you. I mean, you got to find what you enjoy.
Yeah. I need that's a spinning class in my life, though.
See, spinning class kills me.
That's my favorite class.
It like, literally, like, I know it's so good for you, and, like, I see that it's the best cross training, whatever. It hurts my knees so terribly. Like, not a I'm sore pain, but an actual, like,
brittle bone.
I am
Have you
bone
heard that
on
before?
Bone pain.
Do people
yeah,
say that?
I'm certified in spinning, and a lot of times people will do that, and I always told them to turn the resistance up, because otherwise you're just pushing so much impact into your knees, or push your bottom back further over the seat so that you're not so far up into your knees, but you're coming back into your saddle.
What's your favorite class to teach?
That's not fair to ask me that.
What's your top three?
You have to
me.
Pick.
What's your
okay,
top three?
Top three is fair. Pio is a beach body program, and I love it. It's a Pilates yoga format. It's a wonderful program. Zumba is kind of how I'm known in the fitness community, is how it started.
Yeah, you are Zumba girl.
I'm like,
in Southwest Michigan. Yeah, everybody, like, knows you.
But I kind of, like, I love that, but then I'm like, but I do more. Like, I want to be known for more than just Zumba, because to me, it's so much fun, but then I feel like people don't take you seriously as a health professional because you're a Zumba instructor, and I'm not just that.
Yeah, I don't think
they
think that
you
about
are
you.
More
no,
than Zumba.
No,
I've had to work.
You
at
are.
That.
I think that when I think Lacey Peters, again, we met. I know of Lacey, but I know of her as health guru. Like, she knows
more than just Zumba.
Yes, more than just Zumba.
That's actually how she described you to me, because I did not know you. Seriously, Stacey's like, yeah, or. Yeah, sorry, I thought I just confused your names for a second. Stacy's like Lacey, this health guru in the Niles area. So I was like, oh, great.
Sweet. Well, that, I felt mm-hmm. like I felt like I've had to work for that.
Yeah.
Because A, I started when I was 19 years old mm-hmm. teaching aerobics classes. Like I was this little teeny bopper. And then B, the first thing I got certified in was Zumba, which was like this big dance craze.
Well, that was like a huge craze.
It still is. Like it's such a big thing.
I feel so ridiculous.
A lot of people say that, and I just say, just try it.
Oh, I love it. I don't go to Zumba regularly, but when I go, I go right in the front row, even though I don't know any of the moves, because I'm like, if I'm there, I'm gonna commit fully, mm-hmm. and I want to be right by the instructor so I can like mimic everything that they're doing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And everyone else gets pissed because you know, in Zumba classes, you know those girls have their spots.
Yep,
then you got a new girl comes in, and I'm like, no, I'm in front. Thanks.
Yep.
And I mess everything up.
Everybody has a spot. They even usually get there like before the instructors mm-hmm. get there and like stand in their spot with like devil eyes looking around.
Yeah, I encroached. I encroached a little bit.
But I have to tell them, be nice. I'm like, be nice. There's new people.
Right?
So those are my top two. And then I would say, gosh, I love teaching kids hip hop. I have a kids hip hop program. So it's completely different from my adults. But that's not really considered in my fitness programming. It's more fun and dance oriented. Anything hardcore, I don't think people would normally associate me with, but I love teaching boot camp. Mm. Anything that I can like
see that.
Kick people's booties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It kind of makes me laugh
and
a little.
And she totally kicks your booty.
Yeah, I actually think I've been to one of your boot camp classes. Yeah.
It makes me mm-hmm. giggle in the side of my head a little that I'm like this Zumba girl that's fun and light, and then I can like murder somebody in the boot camp arena.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And I do the work with them. Like, I don't just tell you what to do. Yeah.
You're a very good instructor.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So if you haven't been to one of Lacey's classes, highly recommend.
Thank you. Thank you.
She'll kick your butt.
So, Jenny, what's your favorite?
I love Lacey's Pio class. So Pio? I am completely addicted to that.
See, this fascinates me because I have the Pio DVDs. And I think it's just because I, like, can't do the moves that I can't even get through.
You don't
DVD.
Turn it on.
No. So I guess that's the value. So let's talk about that a little bit. Like the value of coming and working out like with one of you girls that you are like certified, like you actually know what you're doing and you can help someone versus trying to do something at home that maybe you're just like not feeling.
Well, Jenny can answer probably because you've been student more.
Yes. It's hard to get the same level of motivation when you're at home versus in a studio full of people, and you can see that maybe other people don't have it exactly, but they're still pushing through it. And to have the instructor in front of you and cueing you through the moves is very different than watching it on a DVD. Mm-hmm. And you just, for some reason, and I don't know why, I haven't figured it out yet, but Lacey will push you to do things that you didn't think you could do when you walked in the door.
Hmm.
And she makes you do more.
So you're a motivator.
Yes.
Have you always been described as a motivator, do you
yes.
think?
I have. My mom laughs at my career because she is like wowed that I was always this way. I mean, she never really would have pinpointed and said, yes, you're going to be a fitness instructor. But I was like a cheerleader and I played sports and I was always supportive of other people and very able to talk and be in front of people. So that kind of goes with it too. Yeah. So she said I was like this like from birth. So it's awesome.
You're
I'm like,
calling.
Great.
People have like a natural line of
we're
work,
talkers.
You know? We are.
Yeah. And I used to get in trouble for talking, like, all the time. Like, trouble. But it was good. I was trying to help people.
Yeah. So let's circle back to this corporate wellness, because I'm very intrigued by this. Mm-hmm. Give me, like, the layman's terms. What is corporate wellness?
I think corporate wellness can be a lot of different things. In most corporations that I have seen, their wellness program consists of maybe a flu shot and an annual blood workup, and you may get feedback that you need to change your diet, you need to focus on weight loss, or maybe it's you're pre-diabetic and you should maybe eat differently, but they don't do anything beyond that. They don't actually coach you with nutrition. They don't support you. They're not there in your face helping you to get through that because it's a lifestyle change. And you can't just tell somebody they need to eat differently and expect that they're going to be successful with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you guys would bring that extra value. So not only are you, you know, there are some of those like technical things, like mm-hmm. your levels are off and this is what that means. Okay, now here's what it really means.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's being there in person to kick off that program and help people understand their goals and what they need to do to get there. And then it's being there once a month for check-ins, and it's, you know, email alerts. Hey, we know that this group is going to struggle with late night eating. And so we're going to have alerts that go directly to them saying, hey, you know, let's make sure that we're focused on eating healthy throughout the day and not eating after a certain time at night, and just supporting them through that. But then being more in person within that organization, so that they can have the opportunity to ask those questions mm-hmm. and get that in-face support.
I'm just envisioning being in front of the fridge at 9 o'clock at night and like having my phone and getting a ding,
getting
and
a text
like,
message.
Fuck, don't do it.
So that was our
like,
thought.
God, Jenny, fine.
Wellness works.
Fine.
It's all over
I'm getting
you.
Some water. I'm going back upstairs. Yep. Got it.
That's right. But that's what people need, honestly, is that accountability factor. And we even joked about like having a fridge camera. That would just not work out. It's invasive and it just wouldn't work out.
No more than threaten it, though.
And of course, it was like my idea. I was like, Jenny, what if we have a fridge camera stuck to the like top of the fridge? They wouldn't touch anything. They'd be super healthy. But it is about balance, and we do want to be there to support individuals because they don't want to fall off and they don't want to live unhealthy. They really don't. And people come to us pleading for help, and everybody's different. Like, you know, like Jenny was saying, if you can categorize people, and you have your night eaters, and then you have your people that fail on the weekends, and then you have your people that don't want to work out. So if we can kind of lump all those people together and help and support them in different ways, in more behavioral ways than just giving them general nutrition plans, general exercise plans, and walking away.
So, Jenny, is that where you come in terms of the surveys? So figuring out what categories people fit into and then tailoring programs for them?
Exactly.
That's so interesting.
That is really interesting. And I love, like, I don't know, this makes so much sense to me because we have a wellness committee at the place that we work, and it's, like, great. They do great things. But I can see that some people would be more comfortable talking and really opening up and getting that coaching experience with someone that they don't work with and someone that's not HR or, you know, whatever. So I can totally see this.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we have a health and wellness challenge going on right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's going well.
Yeah.
And I, you know, we have like an accountability group and we have to check in every week, and all those things are fantastic. But you're right. It might be a little bit more comfortable for people, especially if they're struggling, to have somebody like you guys, a third party, to talk to, and that are just knowledgeable about what, you know, what you're talking about when you're not having like the HR department and the lover HR department. So that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying like a coach that actually specializes in
like,
that. Yeah.
We're good with Google.
Right.
But to have someone that, you know, you guys know your shit.
Right.
Like there's no way around that.
And when that challenge is over, what do you do to sustain it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. So you just busted your butt for 6 weeks because you wanted to win that iPod or whatever they're giving away. And is an iPod
like,
even a thing anymore?
You sound like you have heard of a challenge or two.
Yeah.
It's
and
not
you
an
have
iPod,
the group
but...
that cheats to win. There's always that.
We don't cheat.
No.
Jenny. No. Actually, I'm not even in the challenge.
I'm in third place right now.
What?
You are gunning for that number one spot.
I'm never going to make it.
You like Luda, too.
Number
one spot.
I'm never going to make it.
No, you've just, actually, truthfully, you've got some stiff competition.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to make it. Like, I'm not going to win.
Megan Hendricks.
Megan, you're rocking it, girl.
She is
like, I want her
it.
To win. I want her to win. It's not going to happen for me. But I'm trying.
That is great. I mean, seriously.
It inspires. So that's the thing that I think is really cool. Mm-hmm.
And it takes a whole team effort for everybody to be involved. So when I get into that, sometimes I'm like, okay, maybe I don't have a lot of weight to lose, or maybe I don't have a huge goal, but somebody on this team does, and I want to be here to support them because they're probably not going to do it by themselves. So you can be a cheerleader or coach to them.
Yep. So where does the passion come from?
Well, I think we're both different on that scenario, which is cool because it brought us together. For me, like I was telling you guys, like growing up, I was always able to get in front of people. I think that's really where it's started for me because I was like in pageants and I did like professional cheerleading and it was easy for me to do that.
Oh, you're a fellow pageant girl.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
So it was like fun and easy to get up in front of lots of people. So it kind of started there. And then I had to really practice and educate myself on doing better in that arena in public speaking and the fitness component too. It's not easy. But then when I started teaching, it really wasn't about me. It wasn't about getting up and feeling good. I started seeing stories and I started seeing the results that I was helping people, you know, get from the classes or the time that I would take and stay after before classes and just build relationships with people. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like hundreds of people at one point, I've done something for them. Like whether, you know, they, I don't know, like just little things that just blew me away. And I just wanted to keep doing that. And I want to keep doing that forever because mm-hmm. it just feels so good to be able to help people in so many different ways.
I think you might be in the thousands.
Well, that would be incredible.
I really do. Mm-hmm. I really do. I mean, I just see, I see you everywhere. And I see all of the people who love your classes and who, and for years now, I think you've been making an impact. So keep it up.
If you multiply 11 years times, you know, okay, we might be in the thousands.
I think you are.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, what about you?
I think my passion comes from a more personal level. So there's just a lot of high blood pressure and heart disease in my family. And I've always, in my job, been a leader of people, and so I've been able to impact people's lives. But then if you can kind of combine those two things, it's huge. And so I think my passion is more of a personal passion for just being healthy and well and living a healthy life.
And you've seen that it works.
Right.
So you're a believer.
Mm-hmm. Wellness works.
28 pounds and no blood pressure medicine.
Yeah. 28 pounds, that you said?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so we both have different, you know, backgrounds in why, and I think too, it doesn't hurt that we get a great workout in also, like in addition to helping others, and that
that'd be a cool job.
We stay healthy too doing it. And it holds me accountable because I know if thousands of people are looking at me for advice, then I better be doing the right thing, you know? And then if I mess up too, I'm like, I'll post it all over social media that I had a piece of birthday cake.
That.
I'm like, hey, I had birthday cake. But the reason I like to do that is to make people feel okay. Like, it's all about balance.
I think that's why people love you, because it is very personable. I mean, we are not, we're not going to be eating kale every day.
No.
We're just not,
no.
You know? And I mean, because kale, I hate kale,
that's
actually.
Gross.
It tastes like soap. But, I mean, you get the idea. It's
not
gonna
practical.
Happen.
It's not
real. It's not real. You have kids.
Yep.
Like, there's going to be some nights when you don't feel like cooking. And you're going to order pizza. And you're going to have three pieces of pizza. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have two glasses of wine. And that's just the way it is.
And the next day, I'm going to work it off.
Yeah.
Because I knew I did that. And I'm, you know, I slipped up. But I'm going to burn the calories, burn the fat, bring my blood sugars back down, mm-hmm. et cetera. Get
because
back on the track.
I'm sure you believe, too, because you're more of a lifestyle person. But the whole moderation thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, so you don't want to really deprive yourself.
No.
Because then that's going to be the easiest way to fall off the track.
So everybody's different. I've noticed, like, with all these health challenges and programming that I've done, some people are all or nothing.
That's
so
me.
So then I tell them.
I do deprive.
Really?
I have to.
So some people
all
are
or
that
nothing.
Way. Mm-hmm. They're saying, nope, because I'm like, it's okay if you have a piece of chocolate on Valentine's Day. They're like, no.
I haven't had any sugar.
Okay, I'm not going to let you do it then. So if that's their personal goal, then I'm going to support them in that. I'm not going to go off of what they want to do and say, just have a piece of chocolate.
Yeah.
Just do it. So it's fine. Everybody's different in the way that they do and react and their behavior. So
I love that you say that because you're right. Like my personality, I'm either all in or I'm all out.
Yep.
Like I'm either eating pizza every night or I'm eating salad every
yep.
night. And then you just got to kind of get in that
yeah.
mindset, you know, but so I like that you say that because you're right. That everybody is a little bit different. Wine doesn't count though, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Zero calorie. No,
wine definitely doesn't count.
Like that part where I just said I haven't had sugar. Like wine.
Well,
every
I know,
Thursday
I was actually
doesn't
thinking,
count.
I'm like, but you.
I haven't
you
had
have
chocolate.
Had
I haven't had chocolate.
Right,
that's
right.
What I should say.
You have been good. And we have a lot of candy at
oh
work.
Oh my God.
Like temptation all around.
Everywhere.
And yeah.
I mean, that's something, like, I'm not ashamed. Like, I gave out Hershey Kisses last week on Valentine's Day and encouraged people to take one Hershey Kiss home
mm-hmm.
with them for Valentine's Day. But really, corporations and companies, businesses, people should try to dispose of that stuff or share it further out so that not just so many people have access to that candy and unhealthy foods.
Mm.
Sorry, whoever's bringing it. I'm not putting
mm-hmm.
you under, but.
Oh, we got lots of it.
It's definitely not me.
So what do you want women to know? I mean, most of our listeners, I'm just assuming here, are women.
Side note, sorry, this is like a squirrel moment.
Yes.
But we had someone respond to a tweet yesterday listening from Hong Kong.
Oh.
A woman. Get it, girl. Hong Kong.
That's so exciting. I know. That's so cool. And other side note, squirrel moment. See, when Kaylee has squirrel moments, then I have to have squirrel
moments. It's like a rabbit hole of squirrel moments.
Usually they're like, wait.
Okay, Courtney S. PBJ lover for life on Twitter. I don't know how you heard about us from Hong Kong, but I love you for it.
Me too.
And you, honestly, you made my day yesterday.
That's pretty awesome.
You responded on Twitter. And it was me, Kaylee, that responded to you. It's real people. Real people. Me or Stacey, every time.
Every time. I'm usually the Facebook responder. Yep. And
I tweet and I'm on the IG.
Mm-hmm. All right. She's younger.
You're squirrel.
So I'm in my mid-30s, you know, the primo Facebook group.
That is. That actually literally is.
I know. Yeah, whatever. So there are these two guys close to our hearts who
yes.
Who recently, they're morning radio show host. Mm-hmm. And recently, they're a little bit salty because we haven't given them any shout-outs. And
well, you know what my question to them is? Hmm. Have they given us a shout-out?
Every Wednesday morning.
Different. Different. Have they given Hustlin' and Heels a shout-out?
Good question.
They have not.
No, they haven't. So I will throw the challenge out while I give the shout-out, yep. Right? Okay, so here come the shout-outs.
Johnny
and
Matt.
So, Johnny and Matt, you know who you are.
Yep.
You are very, very important and popular morning radio show host. So, we now expect a little bit back in return.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know where to find us. All right. So, back to the more serious question, because it's so funny that you ask them that, because I was literally thinking, like, so what do women need to know? Like, what's your one thing that you wish every woman that goes through your class walks away either feeling, thinking?
I think the hardest part is getting off the couch and walking in the door for the first time.
That's great.
But once you do that, it is so eye-opening to see other people there just like you. And they struggled to find the time too. But eventually you'll make it a priority. And you'll actually get angry if you can't find time to do your workout.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. How do you get them off the couch? What do you tell them? How do you get off the couch?
Well,
it's hard, right?
You gotta want to do it
at
some point. But just know that there's a place that you can go and you're gonna get the support that you need.
And it's gonna be women that look like you.
Yes.
Yeah, we're all the same.
And that's the key, right? I mean, it's not like you're walking into
Group of like fitness models.
No,
that's not going
to
happen.
It's going to be women just like you who got off the couch and who got their butts to the gym and who are making positive changes in their lives.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's a support group. Classes, I assume, right? I'm not the best at consistency. So I assume that these classes become just like a family of women. So, you know, the women who have the same spot. So I'm assuming.
And men,
right. Mm-hmm. That it almost becomes a little bit of a family of a support group. And so that might be another reason why.
Yes. So if somebody drops off and we don't see them for a couple weeks, somebody's going to Facebook message them and say, hey, are you all right? I haven't seen you in a few days.
Yep. That's the glory too. You know, nothing against larger organizations or larger facilities, but it does help. And sometimes it happens within larger facilities too, because it's within the group class. So there's just creates a culture, a family. Everybody connects, friendships build, relationships build. However, if that's not you, that doesn't have to be you. But you're still not left out necessarily if you come in and you just want to be alone and come into that class for the motivation and you want to leave and check out. We have those individuals too, and we love them and we say bye, you know, hi. But then you have people that want that connective relationship with people and they want to be checked on and they want to share and talk about their kids. And we stay after class, I'd say every time. I mean, we're not in a hurry to leave. That's part of our job. We stay around for at least like 30 minutes and we chit chat with people. We talk about their life and what's going on and we try to support. And that doesn't cost us anything. That doesn't cost them anything. So it's really cool. And we stay connected on social media and share pictures and It's fun. Mm-hmm. We're a big family.
Has social media become a bigger part of what you do over the last 11 years?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a huge reason why my business has been successful. Or just even when I just teach group fitness classes for other facilities, I'm a huge advocate for posting things on Facebook. I do a lot of Facebook posts to invite people. Like Jenny was saying, the biggest thing is to get off the couch and get into the classroom or get into any movement. So I'm constantly like, this is going to inspire somebody. It might annoy the shit out of some other people. And I've gotten over that because I have girlfriends that are probably blocked me on Facebook like a long time ago. They're my best friends, but I don't think they see anything that I post because it's always about come to class, come to fitness, come on, you got this. I'm going to motivate you until you get your butt up because somebody needs that.
It's working. Keep doing it. It really is. Like I love those posts. Keep doing it because there are days when I am sitting on the couch and like I see a post from you and I'm like,
and you're like, shit, I got to get up.
I got to get up. I got to move. I got to get on that row machine. I got to do this. I found this new booty workout.
Oh, what is it?
It's called the booty workout. I don't know. I found it online. It works the booty. I don't know.
There you
go. It's
pretty
good. It's like five different moves. But
sweet.
Yeah, right?
I love what you just said, too, because the people that I think we worry too much about what a very small percentage of people will think. They will unfollow you, mm-hmm. and it's fine.
Yep, it's fine.
It's fine.
That's why I got that mentality a couple years ago. I remember hearing a couple different people saying, like, I'm so glad you posted it on Facebook an hour ago because I literally was not coming.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's genius. Like, I can't believe – I'm so glad they told me, first of all. And I can't believe that that has the power to just snatch somebody up and get them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or by, like something else, like not necessarily coming to my class, but like, oh, Lacey's working out. I better go do something. I'm going to go in my basement now and do my row.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I love that so much.
Well, and I have a girlfriend from high school, Jen Cornelius, and she's a runner and she also teaches classes. And she just posted last week, and I love this, and she posted this, like, meme of somebody running. She was like, hey, fair warning, it's about to be springtime. I'm going to be running a lot. I'm a runner. I'm going to be posting motivational things about running because I love running, so it's just going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what's going to happen. And so I just loved the whole feed because everyone was like, post away, girl. Like, when I see your post, then I go out and run. It's just like, I love how social media has made an impact on health and fitness,
mm-hmm.
specifically with women, because it just provides that motivation. So
I'm so happy post away. To hear that. Like, mm-hmm. I do just feel like an annoyance and, ugh, here she goes again. Like, I try to limit it to, like, twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I also post personal stuff so that my family and friends can see my kids mm-hmm. and see my messy house and all that stuff. So I keep it real, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was this one of my college professors used to say, you know what? When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So I loved that because not everybody's ready to hear it. But at some point, someone's going to be ready
mm-hmm.
and they're going to see that. And that's what's going to get them off the couch.
I love mm-hmm. those stories so much.
Mm-hmm.
So social media is kind of like the perfect segue.
Right.
And we didn't hit record yet, but Stacy and I are really, really proud of ourselves that we prepped our guests. This has never happened before. For how we end every episode, the social share. So you guys said you're ready, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm prepped.
What is it?
So Jenny and I share a lot of stuff. Like, obviously, with us being newer business partners, we're like constantly texting. I'm probably annoying the crap out of her. She always texts.
I go to bed at like 9 o'clock, and Lacey's just ding, yeah. ding, ding.
And then she dings me at like 6 a.m., and I'm like, I can't see. So we're like opposite. It's so funny, though, because one day I'm like, oh, by the way, you're going to learn that I'm a night owl because I stay up till like midnight doing this stuff. Anyway, we've been screenshotting and sending fun things and about building our business. And we have like a little private account on Pinterest that, you know, we're building our wannabe studio. But I sent her a picture of some of the food that we can serve. And I loved it. And I think she liked it. It's a picture of some healthy banana splits. And it's super cute. It's like a banana split cut in half banana, and it's all fruits inside of it with like almonds sliced up and coconut flakes.
Oh,
and
that sounds so good.
But then it makes you feel like you're getting that treat, and it's all sweet. It's just all natural. So I'm a sweets person. So I was like, oh, Jenny, we could serve this. Look how amazing. And it's all served up nice and it looks so good. I'm hungry.
So you guys are going to serve food?
Maybe? That's not a near future goal. Oh, but
eventually.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I feel like that's a missing component.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That's not soon on our list, though. So that's
dream straight. That's a dream. You got a dream.
That's but a Pinterest a, folder.
That's a great. I like, so like that
can
idea.
You,
bananas.
Can you send me that?
Yeah.
We'd love share to share that this way, too.
Because we would love to share it on, yeah. our, on our page as well. Yeah. So, yeah, Wellness Works. You know, they're going to be working it. And, you know, eventually one day, maybe they'll be sharing those banana splits.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Protein bowls, etc.
Yes.
Healthy.
I am like amazed by protein bowls. I see them all the time on Instagram. And one, I don't have patience. Mm-hmm. None. I'm like either just a shaker bottle, that's it, or a blender, go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How? It's like art.
It is like art.
I've never made one. They just look really pretty. They so do. I put it in our Pinterest folder.
Oh man, they're so pretty.
My dream state is to have like a chef. Mm-hmm. Who would make me all of these amazing things.
Because then we can all be like super healthy. Yeah. Like, have a six pack or something.
Right.
See, if you could get that at your workout place, you could finish your workout and somebody could just hand it to you.
I'd go to work. Then I'd go to my workout place. I'd eat some dinner. I'd order a couple for takeout to take home to my kids.
They wouldn't eat them.
They wouldn't eat them. Then I'd give them cereal. Then I'd go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'd have some great leftovers.
My kids love
some
cereal.
They would eat cereal every night, I think.
Ugh. All right. So I see you, Stacey. You're like ready. You have your.
I was gonna let Jenny go first if she wanted.
I can. It's hard without the visual, but my last social media share was this giant rooster chicken thing that is hightailing it down the street, and it says, "When you turn the basement lights off and run upstairs before death consumes you."
Yes. That is so.
That
funny.
Is my daughter. That is my daughter to a T.
That's still me in my 30s. I'm not ashamed.
You're in your 30s too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I am scared of the dark, and I don't. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
It's fine.
To tell
dark
you.
Is scary. I am scared of ghosts. That's my biggest fear. Ghost.
I guess I'm scared of what could be in the dark if I can't see. So there you go.
Like ghosts. Mm-hmm. All right, now I'm ready. I don't know what this is called, though. What's that called when you do that on a little circular thing?
Like a knit?
That's like a cross stitch. Isn't it? Like,
you're the craft girl.
It's a cross
stitch.
Okay. So, you know.
It's like from olden days.
The nice
like
thread.
The 80s or something.
Yeah.
So, multiple references to me having a week. So I shared something like a little cross stitch pattern, and on it it says, "Damn, it feels good to be a gangster." And it's like this really pretty cross stitch pattern
with flowers.
With flowers on it. And because like I have this playlist of some hardcore rap. And I know I'm 36, but I've been feeling it all week. So I've been listening to it so loud in my car that it almost hurts my ears. And so this was like, that's how I was feeling. Like I was feeling like I was a 36-year-old white mother of three blonde gangster.
Totally normal.
With the window down, your arm out the side.
For real. I had the lean going on.
Anyone that says that they can't get down to some rap. But I don't believe you. Mm-mm. You may not listen to it all the time, but.
Yeah. I mean, my playlist this week has just been.
Yeah. I love. So when I'm not listening to Hustlin' on Heels on my way to work or a handful of other podcasts that I like, I love Big Boy in the Morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You didn't think about that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't work in the morning anymore, so.
You're like sleeping.
I'm sleeping.
Like driving
and then he's texting me at 6 a.m.
What's that like?
Yeah.
Well, I still have kids like crawling all over me trying to wake me up out of bed.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Nice. What ages?
11, mm-hmm. 4, and one's going to turn 2 this week.
11,
two boys and a girl.
Two.
Yeah.
Three. A mom of three.
Yeah.
Fist bump.
Yay, fist bump.
And Jenny, I didn't ask you, how many kids do you have?
I have one daughter.
Nice. Yes. How old is she?
She's 15.
Ooh.
About to be driving.
Shh. We're not talking about that.
I have a dog. She'll never drive. So I can't even relate.
That's awesome.
You got your share this
I
week?
Do. I have my share.
You
oh,
do?
It's ready.
Wait, it's ready? It's prepared? Like I don't need to stall for time or anything? All right.
So this is something that you guys may not know about me, but I love Harry Potter. Look at your faces. Like,
I love
so
Harry
stressed.
Potter so much.
Yeah. So my girlfriends and I, we used to go see every – the books are my, like, that's the OG Harry Potter, for sure. But the movies are also very good. So we would go to like the midnight premiere before the movie. Anyways, so my screenshot and share was a, it's on Facebook, and it's a dancing meme of Dumbledore and Professor Snape. And when your friend suggests a Harry Potter marathon is the caption. And then it's like, yeah, it's really cute. But it's like definitely me.
I'm a Harry Potter fan.
Love
from way back. Like, I remember the summer that I discovered Harry Potter and the first three books were already out. And
me too.
I read them all. And then the fourth book came out and I waited in line. I went and got it at Walmart at midnight and they like opened it up. And my poor grandpa, like, he's since passed and love him so much. He was like one of my BFFs. But he like came to my house because he loved Harry Potter too. And he was like, oh, I heard you got the fourth book. Can I read it? And I was like, no, you can't read it. I haven't even read it yet. And he was like, but I want to read it too. And I was like, well, you're going to have to wait until I'm done reading it. Because like, I just got it.
Oh, yeah. And then after you read those first three back to back, you have to wait.
Oh, that's
and then the fourth
sucked.
One. And then you have to wait that until sucked. The next one. And
I know. Fourth one was my favorite though, all time.
Yeah.
Triwizard Cup.
Yep. So. That was a good one. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
I mean, seventh was great, but.
You know. But then it ended. All right.
Anyways.
So thank you, ladies, for joining us today. How can people learn more about Wellness Works?
Well, so let's pretend like we didn't say the name because it's not advertised that way yet.
So it's but 3-2-1 Wellness Works.
I know, right? It's strictly on this podcast for now as far as advertisement goes. But right now you can find us on Facebook. That's our primary spot as far as location for information goes. And it's Lacey Peters Health and Fitness Coach.
We will share that.
So literally if you type in Lacey Peters, like you can find everything.
Saw that.
Yeah.
And that's where everyone will be right up to speed with when you do make your name change, like official and...
when we grow and what we got going on and when we release our corporate wellness program and everything that we talked about is going to be there.
We should do like a live something, a live broadcast, like when they open up one of the classes
We have been itching to do a live broadcast. I think we're ready. I think we can do it.
We're so ready. Look at us.
Yeah.
Will you guys like do the class mic'd up and stuff? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but can we bring wine?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've done that before.
I mean, if it's a yoga class, we can do wine and yoga.
You can totally. Do like wine and make sure you bring water too because you will be sweating your butt off too.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, I've been in one of your classes. I know.
Okay. I have a water bottle. Double fisting, right? All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
Yes.
And
listeners, I just, before we leave you, I have a request. We're doing pretty well when it comes to listens. But for our faithful listeners, here's my request. So on Wednesday or whenever you listen, if you wouldn't mind, give us a rating, give us a review. Yeah. And you know, it would be super cool if you shared our podcast with your friends.
Yeah.
Because we would love to continue spreading our tribe and getting more folks in. I mean, it's been pretty damn cool, the amount of people who've been contacting us. We want to make it bigger and we want you to be a part of that. So please like, comment, subscribe. Share all those things, sisters.
Yep. And thank you again, Inn at Harbor Shores, for the wine this evening.
Oh, it's fantastic. Delicious. I love the red. I love the white.
Yep.
Kels?
You did good.
You got it.
Two thumbs up.
Yep.
All right. See you next week.
See you, everybody.
Hustlin' and Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacey Carlin and Kaylee Gaines, and all views and opinions expressed on the shows are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacey and Kaylee on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHpod. And you can also send the show an email to letschat@HIHpod.com. Feel free to write into the ladies if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. If you've got a question, comment, or to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all we have today, so make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for our next episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.